So there was a halacha I didn't put on the source. The previous halacha is, what about a woman who had given birth and is in a hospital for Hanukkah? So he writes that she's yotzi with the halacha that's happening at home. Right? She's toffel to that, to the husband's lighting at home. So the next one is the achsanoi, right? A guest, people who travel. It's interesting that there's very little discussion. Two areas of halacha, but nowadays there's a lot of halachic literature on, but in the actual Shulchan Aruch discusses very little. One of them is a guest on Hanukkah, because people, who's away for Hanukkah, right? Another one is actually traveling to Eretz Yisroel for Yom Tov and stuff like that. Nowadays it's a big question, but back then I guess it wasn't so prevalent. So to most of the literature we have on an achsanoi is more contemporary. So this is like this. Achsanoi hamadlig ner Hanukkah b'fnei atzmo. So a guest who lights his own Hanukkah, lo yishtativ achsanoi b'nosaf imo. So another guest shouldn't be a partner with him. You follow that? Mm-hmm. They're all different guests. They shouldn't join it. So he explains in the bottom on Yud Beis. Shlomatzinu shetoil hishtatfus ella imbal habayis velo im achsanoi. We talk about being a partnership with somebody, right? So a partnership is with the owner of the home, but it's not one partner with another guest. There's a cute story once. We were away for Shabbos Chanukah, and happened to be we were away for like a Shabbaton. We were away with a very, very wealthy individual. So I was joking with him. I said, we're now business partners, because I handed him a dollar, before Shabbos to be mishtatif with him in his lighting. It says, Gam near the Indian hishtatfus eina b'toras bailus al hashemin. Morning. So what does it mean when you become a partner with somebody? It's not that you become an owner in the shemen. Le'ini ner Chanukah, because we're talking about Chanukah, ain habaylis myla omaredes. Da'atu esrog hu deboy lachem. We talk about becoming a partner with somebody. So lachem, you have to be an owner of it, right? You have to own it. Maybe by matzah, you also have to own your matzah. But here by Chanukah, how do you say, good morning, we're in the onion base. Why would you think that you'd have to be an actual owner in the shemen? Ela inyan hatakona hu sha'ayde hishtatfuso nase ke'echa b'bnei habayis. By becoming a partner with someone, it's not you're an owner in the oil, you are a member of the household. L'chein niftar b'halakos bal habayis. That's a little bit of a lump, this is explaining why it works.
So you're not yotzi because you watch the being lit. Yotzi because you're part owner in it, in a sense.
No, the opposite. You say you're not an owner. You're not an owner. You are a member of the household.
Member now. Of the household, right?
And a member of the household now is yotzi with the bal habayis is halakha. But contemporary, I'm going to say contemporary is a bad way of wording. Traditional understanding is that you're a partner with him. So that's not what the way Shlomo Zalman Auerbach is explaining it. That you're it's not a partnership aspect of it. Okay, that was Vav Zayin. Hamisarech ibnei beiso bebeisachem. So you're with your family and you're in someone else's home. So then for this case, nidfal ibnei beiso elov. Your family is potter to you. V'niftarim aide hashtatfuso im bal habayis, and then they're part of you, and then they become exempt through the father becoming a partner with the owner of the house. So why would you think not like that? Based on what we just said, it makes a lot of sense, right? So this is Yud Gimel at the bottom. V'af shahayim malkum loymar. You could have said the following svara: Dekev and digam ha'av eino bebayis ze ela oreich greda. So since the what's it called? The father himself, the family, is just a guest here. And his family is not reliant on him, right? That's the whole svara. You feel it? Normally the bnei bais are relying on the parent, the father, whatever he provides. So therefore, that's why they're tuffel to him. But here he's not. He's just another guest. So why should his family be tuffel to him? So the achshvu kiniftvalim elov mikol makom ledina ein chiluk. We don't make any distinction. Ava ulam, however, bnei beiso she'enam is aschin sham imo, but members of his household that are not guests with him. So let's say you have a kid off it went away for Shabbos, or a kid who was I don't know, they're in yeshiva, they're in seminary, they're not home for this. So what would you do in this case? Einam nitvalim. They don't become tuffled to him. They're not tuffled to that. So Is that the same halacha we just learned, that one oreach is one achsonoy is not cannot be tafel dan? No, here the achsonoy they're in the same place, but I mean the previous one in the same place, but here the child, whoever it is not in the same location as the family. So then, for if the family is being tafel dan, they're only tafel in that case. Good morning. Does he's the kids?
No, child in yeshiva. The yeshiva is his home if he's in the dormitory, mm-hmm. right? That is his home.
Yes, we'll see.
But that's your own home. Right. You're lighting, and your child's away.
So we'll talk. We're going to get to that difference between a Sephardim and Ashkenazim, whether a Sephardim will light in their other location, or the Noah that, or the Ashkenazim will light in their other location. Right. Mm-hmm. That's going to be coming up. Okay. Good. Hadar im bnei beiso bebeis ha'horim l'tkufas memsheches. So you're with your family in your parents' home for a long period of time. Let's say a few months, right? So what's the in this case? Let's say you're doing you have to move. You're having construction's being done in your house, and you moved in with the in-laws, or you're in between thing, whatever it is. For you make up a case. You're by your in-laws. So becheder nifrad miyuchalo. He's in his own private area, room of the house. Ein dino keben bayis ela keachsonoy. So in this case, he's not a ben bayis; he's an achsonoy. Interesting, right? So what does that mean? In halachi, speaks about the what that would mean. In yudad, the havile kesoicher cheder b'fnei b'bayis chavero. He's like a person who's renting a room from someone else. Va'af. You got the next page, I guess. Right? Shebenidon didon. You're not paying rent by your parents, by your in-laws. Yeah, we are. Yeah. Therefore, you would have to. It's like any other person that where you're renting that. Okay.
So the situation that we were just talking about before this, you were just a temporary for the night type of?
Well, yeah, could be. Yeah. Here, right.
But you still have the option to, because if anything, you should seem like you have a...
In the case we have for several months?
Then, if it's your family, right? Yeah. You're talking about your parents. I understand that. Here we're saying, okay, regardless of whether they're close to you or far to you, they're treating it as completely separate, right? Mm-hmm. But presumably, you should have at least the opportunity to share if you choose. No, you want to light together with your parents. Can you give him the money at that point?
Yeah.
Oh, so you can always still have the option to.
I think so.
To share.
I mean, to be like one of the B'nai Beis.
Yeah.
So I think he says, not like that.
So you can't,
There's in the bottom, quotes a ma'aseh that happened in 34. So I was thinking, like, Pesachim, that the questions that came up based upon this. So it says, V'ha'uvda shenishal ala hayaha ba'avrich sfardi. So he had a Sephardic kol guy learning. Shadar kanal, okay, he was in his parents' home for a while. Mispar chadashim for a number of months. He paskin that the Sephardic he should light by himself. Right, even though in the Sephardic homes there's one menorah, right? The Sephardim follow the Pesach of Tosfos, and we Ashkenazim follow Rambam / Ramah that everybody is lighting. So he ruled in this case, the Sephardic kol guy is living by his in-laws, and he should light himself. You just said, why can't you be one of the mishtatif with them? So he says, no. He has a din of a like a socher, like he's renting in this case, in that. Okay. Do we have time for another one? Yeah.
A minute and a half.
Okay. Let's see if we can get one more in. I'm a little bit. Where are we up to? Test, right? Is that we're up to test now? Yeah. Okay. Good. Hadar levad b'bayis. So you live by yourself. Oh, b'makom sheish or she'enu kosher l'mitzvahs ner Shabbos v'chanukah. You have, here's examples, which is a little bit of a broader topic, which we'll get to, about like electric light, something like that. Whatever it is, you have a candle you can't use for both. Ein lo ki'in ner echad. You have one. L'Shabbos o l'chanukah. So pick, what are you going to do? So if I asked you quick, before you see the answer, what would you say? You have one candle. Should I light for Shabbos or should I light for Chanukah? What do you think? Shabbos or Chanukah?
Well, it sounds like a trick question, so it must
sounds
be
like a trick question. So, one practical difference, right? Shabbos, you have to get Hanah from it, right? But on Chanukah,
you're not
allowed to get Hanah from it. You can't get Hanah from it. So, Yesh Listapik, Hai Minayhu Odif. There's a suffix as to which one would be preferable. And he speaks out the svaras as to why we would think that the Chanukah would be preferable, why we think that the Shabbos is preferable. So well, maybe that's all the that's a little fun lumdus at the bottom, but we'll pick that up in Hashem next time. But just think about the following, and it's a bigger question: what's the din with electric lights for Shabbos? Tilt my hand a little bit. What's the din with electric lights for Shabbos? Do you think about that? You'd probably be able to figure out where.
Some say you could be yotzei with the electric lights
okay.
for Shabbos.
Yeah.
With Hanukkah, everybody agrees you can't be yotzei with electric lights.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
We'll sit on that over Shabbos and we'll reach it out. Okay. All right, very good. Have a good day. Good night for Shabbos. Mm-hmm.